KD Country 94 weather.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon with a slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Daytime highs approaching 89. Southeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Scattered thunderstorms again tonight, 63, overcast. Partly cloudy tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms likely, 82. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 82.
SMC Construction in Concord City is looking to hire a job site supervisor foreman paying $25 to $32 an hour and construction laborers paying $18 to $24 an hour. Duties include forming, pouring concrete, grain bin erection, service, repair work on grain systems, assembling and installing of grain handling equipment and metal and post-frame building construction. Skills in the following are plus: welding fabrication, mechanical skills, ability to operate man lifts, skid steers, telehandler forklifts, and a CDL or willingness to obtain one. To learn more, call SMC at 785-781-4383.
If there's something strange crawling in your hood,
who do you gotta call? We're all pest control.
Bugs are invading fast, and it don't look good.
Who do you gotta call? We're all pest control.
They ain't afraid of no bugs.
An invisible itch when sleeping in your bed.
Ow! Who do you gotta call? We're all pest control.
Nah, don't try to beat them bugs alone.
Just pick up the phone and call.
With offices in Sylvan Grove, Otis, and Salina.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
A beautiful sunny day with children enjoying activities at Summer Kids Cafe was a perfect setting for the 2023 Leadership Mitchell County Community Service Award surprise announcement. LMC service committee members surprised Scott and Mary Jane Chapman of Beloit with a visit, but more importantly with the notification of their selection as the 2023 Leadership Mitchell County Community Service Award recipients. Based on the desire to recognize efforts of the individuals in the communities, the Board of Directors of Leadership Mitchell County established the Leadership Mitchell County Community Service Award in 2015. Each calendar year, the award recognizes the significant leadership efforts of an individual or individuals that have impacted their community. A committee composed of Leadership Mitchell County board members, community civic leaders, and community volunteer leaders selects the recipient to be recognized from the nominations received. One of the finest qualities that can be found in local Kansans is their desire to make a difference in their community, whether involved in improving the welfare of their community or improving the quality of life for individuals residing in their community. These citizens continue to stay active in their community, excelling at leveraging and mentoring others to perform community volunteer work. Community leaders tend to give freely of their time and skills. Mary Jane and Scott have given endlessly of their time and talents to make not only Summer Kids Cafe successful, but so many initiatives and activities to make our surrounding communities a better place to live, said Kurt Frazier, LMC board member. Mary Jane and Scott are still dedicated and highly active in their volunteerism efforts to Mitchell County and beyond. Past recipients of the LMC Community Service Award include Bob Severance, Max and Michelle Heydrich, Vicki Mears, Jay Rao, Linda Clover, John and Pat Cachette, and Dorothy Wilson. An awards banquet in honor of Mr. and Mrs. Chapman will take place during the summer of 2023 this year and will be publicized at a later date. An honorarium will be awarded to Mary Jane and Scott and will go towards a nonprofit cause of their choice. Individuals and businesses can donate to the honorarium. Please contact Kurt Frazier for donation details at 738-5723. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 6th Independence and Beloit and their satellite locations in Concordia, Osborne, and Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. The Downs Golf Club is hosting a two-person scramble golf tournament this Saturday, tomorrow, beginning at 9 a.m., $60 per team. Entry fee includes meals, skins, mulligans, and hole prizes. For more info, contact Heather, 454-1237. Downs Celebration continuing tonight. Here on this Friday, they'll have the carnival opening on the White Way at 6 o'clock, golf cart poker run, register next to the city pool, hosted by Brush Art Corporation. That's at 6:30. 7 o'clock, Downs Art Council variety show at the Downs Depot. Bring your lawn chair. 7:30 tonight, the Magic Bruce show at the White Way stage. 8 o'clock, the beer garden opens, must be 21 to enter, and the Lazy Wayne band will be performing live music in the beer garden. No cover charge beginning at 9 o'clock. Tomorrow is a junior chamber fun run and walk, registration 6:30 in the beer garden. 9 a.m. is the Downs Golf Club Tournament, as we mentioned. Double Elimination Horseshoe Tourney next to City Pool Shelter is tomorrow as well. Celebration Car Show located on South Kansas Street. Bikes, cars, muscle, and classic cars, pickups, rat rods, and more. Disc Golf, will registration 845 Roadside Park. There'll be an art show all day long at Downs Depot. The Downs High School Alumni Open House will be at Memorial Hall at 10 a.m. And then also, there is free swimming at the Downs City Pool from 1 to 6, the Carnival at 6, the Downs Lions Club Parade at 7 tomorrow night, and at 8 o'clock, the Beer Garden opens, and then Jared Pete Guile live music in the Beer Garden, no cover charge. That begins at 9 o'clock tomorrow on Saturday. Downs Lions Hamburger Stand open each evening. For more information, you can check out the Downs Celebration Facebook page or go online, DownsChamber.com. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, KDCountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
Got it again. This time from the Barranca, originally. And putted like that. So he matches Fowler at 8-under.
The final shot's the first round for Ricky Fowler and Xander Schauffele as they both shot a U.S. Open record at 62, 8-under par. We'll have more on that coming up in this sportscast. We'll look at local sports of note, some high school league changes, also the KU-Wichita State men's basketball game update. The Chiefs had their ring ceremony on Thursday night. Brent Veach discussed the contract situation with Chris Jones. Kansas City Royals back in action tonight. The A's one step away from moving to Vegas, and the College World Series starts today as well. Talking up in this sportscast on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. High school sports note of interest, starting in the 2024-25 school year, multiple schools from the Big 7 and Mid-East Leagues will merge to form the new Big East League in Northeast Kansas. There are 14 schools in the two leagues combined at the moment, but Rock Creek will be leaving the Mid-East for the North Central Kansas League after next school year, and Wabunzee will go to the Flint Hills League. Riverside heading to the Northeast League from the Big 7. The new Big East League will consist of 11 schools, Hiawatha, Holton, Jefferson West, Nemaha Central, Perry LeCompton, Riley County, Rossville, Royal Valley, Sabetha, Silver Lake, and St. Mary's. For more on that story, you can visit sunflowerstateradio.com. Also in the region, as was previously reported, it was officially announced Thursday that Kansas and Wichita State will play a non-conference men's hoops game later this year. Kansas City Sports Commission and Foundation announced that the game will take place on Saturday, December 30th at the T-Mobile Center in Kansas City. Tickets set to go on sale a week from today. For more info, visit katycountry94.com. As the Kansas City Chiefs have started their offseason with minicamp, they met on Thursday night to celebrate their Super Bowl 57 win with a private ring ceremony at Union Station. Members of the Chiefs received a ring that, according to Johnston's, contains 613 total diamonds, 35 rubies, and 16.1 carats. Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes on where his rings go.
So I have them in a safe. So I make sure that I know where they're at all times. I don't get to wear them a ton because I feel like you have to wear them for special occasions like tonight. It is really cool to have. Not a lot of people have one of these. And so to be able to have two, it's truly special.
For a detailed look at the ring, you can visit Chiefs.com. Prior to the ceremony, Chiefs GM Brent Veach met with the media. The biggest topic of discussion in the offseason is the pending contract extension for Chiefs defensive tackle Chris Jones, who did not show for mandatory minicamp. Veach said they're always in touch with Jones and his people.
We're in constant communication, and look, there's a lot of time before camp, so I feel good about, you know, where we're going to be with Chris, and we'll get to celebrate tonight and have a good time, and then, break tomorrow, and I'm sure we'll have great dialogue from now to the start of training camp, and look forward to Chris being here and not just for next year, but for a long time. Listen, we have a long history together, and we have a great relationship with his agent, so, these things usually get worked out right before, right during the first start of camp, so we anticipate the same, and we'll see how it goes.
Chiefs didn't wrap minicamp on Thursday. They'll be back together when training camp begins in late July in St. Joseph, Missouri. On the other side of the sports complex, the Royals are back on the field tonight. They open a three-game series with the Angels at Coppin Stadium at 7:10. Royals ended the series on a nine-game losing streak. They're 18-50 on the season, while the Angels are 39-32. Also in baseball, each day the A's clear a new hurdle on their way to a move to Las Vegas. After the Senate and representatives in Nevada approved public funding for a new stadium on the Strip, Governor Joe Lombardo signed the bill into law Thursday, pledging $380 million in taxpayer money toward the $1.5 billion project. All that remains is for the MLB owners to approve and finalize the relocation from Oakland. Finally on the dime, the College World Series gets underway today in Omaha. Big 12 first up in the double elimination tournament. Bracket 2, TCU faces Oral Roberts at 1 o'clock this afternoon. 6 o'clock tonight, Florida takes on Virginia. On Saturday in Bracket 1, Stanford meets Wake Forest at 1 o'clock, and LSU takes on Tennessee in an all-SEC matchup at 6. All the games can be seen on ESPN. Finally, in sports, as heard at the beginning of the sportscast, it was a record day for two golfers at the U.S. Open at Los Angeles Country Club Thursday. Ricky Fowler shot a U.S. Open record 62 in round one. He didn't have the record by himself for long. Less than a half hour later, Xander Schauffele scored a 62 as well. Fowler and Schauffele became the first ever to record the 8-under score at the U.S. Open, an event that has taken place since 1895. In the history of all four majors, only one 62 had been shot from 1870 through the first two majors this year. The only other golfer to accomplish the feat, Brandon Grace from South Africa in the 2017 British Open. After the record day, round two is underway today. Early on in the day, Wyndham Clark is 2-under through 6 and now tied for first with Fowler and Schauffele at 8-under. Fowler set to tee off at 3:32 this afternoon with Schauffele shortly after at 3:54. We'll give you another update on the leaderboard on our 5 o'clock sportscast. That's a look at sports on your sports leader, North Central Kansas, Katy Country 94 and Z96 Point Through the Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.